Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and all your many blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be at this court. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, the decisions we make today will always be for the best interest of the people. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to pray for Cheryl Pretty. She's recovering from surgery. We pray that the doctors and the nurses are doing the very thing that she might be able to get better. And dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful rain we had this past week. It was such a blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be of our leaders of this state and of our nation, and we pray the things they do will always be the best interest of this country. Dear Heavenly Father, be for our men and women as they're overseas, we ask you to be thy will, bring them back home safely. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us our sins, forgive those who sin against us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I welcome everyone to tonight's second meeting of the month. Actually, I'd like the third meeting of the month here, a special meeting, 23rd day of September 2013, and it's a few minutes after 5:30, and we're having first thing tonight, we're going to have our discussion about the proposed 2013-14 fiscal year budget. We've got a couple of folks that have turned in a form requesting to speak. Is there anyone else that's going to want to speak? If I may then, Nigel, come on up to the podium, please. Nigel, Mr. Frank.
Sheriff's Office, what I consider the right kind of cuts that can help the county. And then I want to
speak to you just a little bit about some Rome County cuts that I think could be damaging to the county. The Wright County cuts is when I first took office, the only thing I can probably take credit for myself is when I come over and we have a murder or, you know, something major to happen, we would have to, you know, we always have to take evidence up to Swift and Dallas, and they were processing it there. I know my first year we spent probably close to $10,000, if not more, just on evidence alone. What we did is have been working with the city and then CID. I got the guys to start going on taking evidence to the DPS lab in Garland, which is free. So as far as the dollar amount, already just on this murder we had the other night, I would say we're probably saved just for that one deal, probably $4,000 just on that one case. So that wasn't budgeted, but when something bad does happen, that is something that the county saves now that we didn't have before. The rest of the savings we get, I've got to give a boo ride to the team of people that I have. Some of the things we've done, we've come up with a deal. I know, like, they quit making the Crown Bridge for police cars. So what a lot of cities and counties are doing, going to the trucks or the Tahoes. But what we did is we took a chance and tried the 600 Chargers, which actually get better gas mileage than the Fords did. And also, they're cheaper to buy. So there we didn't have an increase in our budget there. And little things like we found out what the state would let us take, because we have commissary. What commissary is, we get items, and the prisoners can buy that in turn. Okay, we make a profit on it, so then we can in turn use that to have operations. So what we did is we dug into the state, and we have probably increased our spending on commissary, let the prisoners help pay for some of this, and alleviate the taxpayers from them having to buy the thing. And I don't know, if you look at it all together, I know 1 year we lost $4,000 dryer that would have come out of our budget that didn't. We paid $17,000 out of that to help with the $40,000 more that we had to have. In the future, I'm going to try to build that up where we can just buy the $40,000 more when one comes out again, and it will in the future. It's a certainty. Maybe 10 years from now, it will. So we have really done a lot to try to cut. And just like this year alone, I know we cut another $75,000 out of the budget because we got together, we noticed there were some things for the uniforms that they cleaned for prisoners. That can be paid for a commissary, so we call the state to make sure we're legal on it, get it right, get it back, and we start taking that out. So that's just a few things that we've done. I want to bore you with everything because we've got along with this. But just as a team, we have really, if you add all this up, it's going to come to quite a large amount of savings if we just get down to the end of it. But one kind of cut that I want to point out that I think could harm us is, I know we've had some discussion on our cutting our insurance and cutting our retirement. I don't know if a lot of folks remember back in the case. On Thanksgiving Day 2010, we had a gentleman in jail passed away. 2 weeks to the day after, we had a guy die from a massive heart attack in back of one of our cars before we bring him in and place him in jail. About the same time, not the exact date, but around the same time, and this hit national news, so I'm certainly not saying this anything bad against Greg County because they have a wonderful sheriff there who does a good job. But they had two districts like we did. Now, one of ours was an in-custody car theft, which ended up in jail. One of them was in a jail. The big difference is they just settled on a 6 months ago and paid $1.9 million to the family on one of their vehicles. We paid zero. So it's hard, it's very hard to keep these people in this kind of environment for work. And the raise you gave them, I think it was last year, has helped us, and we really appreciate that. But what we've done is we've got a group of employees that's proven that they, just by their actions and having a passion for this community and for their job and really trying and caring, and just that one death, who knows? They were one before me in the Craig County. They got one more mad. We had lawyers to come get our stuff, refused to sue us because I'm talking about our employees, did such a wonderful job, did everything they're supposed to do. So my question is, if we go to cut where I can't keep good people because of the jail pays is not that good, especially in that environment, if we cut any more, we start losing our people that protect us, are we really going to be saving anything? I mean, proof's in the pudding. These guys did a good snail, and did a good job, and have already saved us a tremendous amount of money just by being good employees. So if we start taking things and helping keep them here, I don't know if it's really going to be helpful or not, but we're going to be saving money in the long run. And that's just something for us to think about. And like I say, we have made a lot of cuts, what I consider big cuts, to save the county an awful lot of money. And in our budget, Judge, if you remember, you had said that things like we go down every year on our budget, we do better and better. And that's because, as a team, we have looked at things. And the thing is, we have made a lot of cuts, we have saved a lot of money, but the people in the community get the same service. We're not going down the service. So I just want to make a point here that it's also been said that our benefits are a little above average. And I think I can argue that we have an above average set of employees here in Hines County who have done an above average job, and we serve an above average community. But anyway, just something to think about. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. I don't have any more forms, but I'll be liberal in allowing anyone to speak that would like to speak. I won't beg, but I'll ask one last time. Yes, ma'am. If you'll state your name for us, we can get a record here.
My name is Kay Malkway. I'm in precinct number 4.
Thank you.
And I took a copy of the budget off the internet. I'm not sure I have your same copy. But there's a line item that shows a 65% increase in the administrative cost of the health plan. And I'm very curious about that. Can you tell me what's going on there?
Well, there's certainly not an overall increase in the administration of our health plan, but the way that we pay for the health plan administration services is significantly different than the way it was paid in the past. In other words, rather than paying commissions to the premiums that we paid that compensated those that were providing that service, we now have an independent consultant that advises us, and we pay zero in premium. What's the word I'm looking for?
It's not included in the premiums anymore. It's separated out.
But I just lost my train of thought. What's the word for how you compensate a broker in an insurance business?
Commission.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So what's happening here is that it's showing consulting fees where in previous years it was premium off the policy.
That's right. We paid higher premiums that in turn included commissions that went to those that provided that same service for us.
Okay, and then one more quick question.
Sure.
There was a $222,000 transfer for claims in the first eight months of 2013. Can you give me an idea what that was?
Are you talking about related to health insurance still? Okay.
It's $222,000.
I can give you the short version answer. You want to elaborate on that a bit, Carl, on how we do that?
Well, the way we do it is we put so much money in there each month in the insurance account.
You fund the account each month.
Right, we fund the account. But then they have a separate bank account that they actually pay the claims out of, but the insurance, it's not the insurance company, but it's our insurance.
The administrator.
So we have to transfer. They send us each month or every couple of weeks these specific claims. We need to transfer this much money so we can write checks to the doctors, and that's how that's done. So that's just transferring money.
Let's talk about that later. That can't be what that is.
Okay, well, let me see.
So we'll talk about it later.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else? I don't want to cut our time short. We've got another 15 minutes here, and this is the time we've allocated to discuss the budget. So, again, this is your time, regardless of who you are or what you have to say. Nigel. You're the same guy that just spoke, right?
Yes. So I'm here. I'd just like to make a quick comment to Sheriff Ingram. Firstly, I'm pleased with what your department has done in terms of finding ways to save money since you took over that position. And that was reflected in all the departments in the county would be in better shape. One thing I think is a bit of a misunderstanding in terms of the benefits is that the health insurance, the issue there that I see looking at it is not the level of the benefits the employee gets, it's what the county is paying for it. Okay. And the problem is over the years, due to the failure of these commissioners here to competitively bid the insurance for a 20-year period, is that we're paying way more than what we would should be paying if it had been managed properly for many years.
Okay.
So, we're paying, it's cost us over $9,000 per employee just for single coverage, which is ridiculous. That's more than twice what most companies are paying in the private sector. And that's all due to a lack of paying attention to it over many years.
We're all entitled to our opinion leads it, and so I certainly respect what. And that's good, because what concerns me is it the jail? When people talk about cutting our insurance, that's what it sounded like. So, I'm glad that you cleared that up, because it does sound better.
The level of benefits
should
stay somewhere close to that.
Well, I appreciate that.
But we ought to be able to get it for less.
And if we can, I agree 100%. And that's what I agree 100%. But when you're talking about the jail, and even more than my patrol division, these jail staff people, they're some of my lowest paid, and some of the hardest workers. They practically have to live with these people who go on the street to protect the citizens from. And that's, and keeping good ones is pretty hard in that environment. And so that's what scares me about if we talk about cuts, is because I pride myself into trying to make sure things run well.
Yeah.
And if I'm handicapped because we can't keep people, it's ridiculous to take a lot of cuts. It does worry me. It worries me about lawsuits with the county. And so that's why that is one of my huge concerns as a sheriff.
On the thing you were saying earlier, I didn't hear it all properly. What was the deal with Greg County?
Okay, Greg County had a jail debt. Not only did they pay out $1.9 million, they actually had to arrest two of their jailers too. And we had our jail debt. And see, one of the reasons why, and this is all public, so because I certainly wouldn't want to say anything, but this is all, it's all done, it's all public. And Max is a good friend of mine, and I don't care, he does an excellent job. He has a huge responsibility. He has two jails to take care of. What they do is all right, jail staff, isn't it every hour we make rounds, correct? We have the pipe system.
Yes.
And we have the camera system.
Yes, sir.
Now, we have spent probably $100,000 on one camera system.
Yes, sir.
Every dime paid for the commissary. Not one penny of the taxpayer's money. Right. So that, and along with other things, and we've bought little lapel cameras that were used for $100 each. Now, I think the county did buy those, but that was a part of it. One reason why we didn't get sued,
right,
because it showed that everything right. But one thing, they wouldn't make the rounds over there, and like they should be. And then when this young lady passed away in her jail, the jailers, I'm sure they were good people, but they just weren't doing their job.
Right. They didn't give her medicine.
Yeah. Well, that's why she died. We're talking about after. We're not talking about why she died.
She died, because she didn't have the medicine.
No, we're talking about what the lawsuit part. We're not talking about the why she died. We're talking about the lawsuit part. So what they did is then they tried to say, oh my gosh, we need to do our rounds every hour. And this just at night, you just have to depend on these good employees to have the heart to do the job and make sure it's done right. But what they did is they went back and tried to falsify the information. So they ended up getting arrested and they ended up losing $1.9 million. And on our jail desk, not only was, I think, the longest time it went on, that was like 39 to 40 minutes just going around. And so when they looked at that, and then of course, this was the time we was getting the bell on board and getting it established, and some of the bonds people were hating on us. And so I think that's where the lawyer came from. They come in and got both our desks and was really wanting to try to sue us just to cause me grief. But then the lawyer looked at it and said, and our lawyer even looked at it and called their lawyers and said, you guys ain't got nothing.
Right.
And the reason why, they tried to say stuff like, well, they didn't know what they were doing. And I got to give our commissioners and our county judge back then, who had part of this, to hire our jail nurse. Because they said, well, one guy in the car, they said, they didn't know what they were doing. The defibrillator didn't work. None of that stuff that they tried to use didn't work. The battery was down. Well, the jail nurse showed that. Had everything on camera. Her nurse come out. In fact, I would give her an award because she was just heroic. What she did, she kind of tried to save the guy's life. Little did we know, he had a massive heart thing. His heart literally exploded, but they found out later. He died instantly. There was no saving. If he'd been in the hospital, it would have been saved. And so just everything we did was textbook, not with me. Everything these guys right here, everything they did was textbook. There was nothing there. The lawyers knew it, and they dropped ours. So anyway, that kind of, you know, death is in the hands of God. But what happens after that is in our hands. And the way they handled it was just really, really good. It saved us an awful lot of money from our
children. Okay. So try to explain that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Try to explain that. Yes.
Sheriff, you know I've had an opportunity at least a couple of times to sit in on a meeting with our attorney, and the meeting was very short. He simply said, "You guys set your stuff together. You don't have to work." And that's a real short meeting, but it's a lot of time spent educating, training, and work practicing execution by yourself. You guys do a great job, and as further evidence, we continue to get outstanding jail reports whenever we've been examined. I'm very grateful that you have the staff that you have.
Well, thank you. And I want to mention, too, I'm certainly not accusing anyone of not supporting us because they disagree with what we may want. I'm certainly not doing that at all. Because I know there's a bunch of people supporting us. They know that these men and women that work down there, they're pouring their hearts out to this community, not only just to keep the criminals off the street, but to protect us from liability issues. So that's one of the voice of my concern is that whatever we do, even if we have to do it different, let's just try our best to keep something going where we can keep these good employees.
Bob, you want to talk to look like you do?
Yeah. This is open for anything, right?
We're here typically to discuss the budget. Okay. Yes, I'll be on that.
I'll do it later, but I was wondering, could we get a copy of the commissioner's pay rate, part-time, full-time?
Okay, I don't want to fail to ask the commissioners if there's anything that they would like to say during this hearing. We've got another 7 minutes or so before we begin our regular scheduled meeting.
Commissioner Riddle, one commissioner, is cut his salary in half. He he's keeping up with his moms. If you all did that, the other three of you, the money would be there to give raises where they're needed. And that's my issue. I mean, right now, you look at the EPA, you look at Lehman, we're losing $400,000 this year. If we lose Lehman completely, where would we be? We'll lose 40% of our annual revenue for this county. You're not looking ahead, you're not planning ahead. Yeah, but these people need raises, but I think along the way it's become convenient to blame me for it, and I have nothing to do with giving them a raise. I'm not opposed to them getting a raise, the people that are on the lower end of the pay scale. But you guys need to lead up here. I mean, that's where it needs to start, and I've told you employees this. You know, after one of the hearings, a lady came up to me and she said, well, I guess you're glad that you can get a raise. Well, no, I'm not glad. I told her then, I said, you need to be talking to the commissioners. They need to cut their spending. They need to take a pay cut to give you a raise. Because, first of all, you guys are getting a pretty good salary. I mean, bonuses and all, your travel, your salary, your insurance, your retirement, you're pushing $100,000 a year. And I mean, I think some of these other people could use a little piece of that. That's all I had to say.
Yeah.
I'm not against anybody getting a raise. I would like everybody, including the commissioners, to make as much money as you possibly can make. But what I would like is for somebody to think about cutting some expenses and making some cuts so that we can give people raises. All you think about is raising the taxes. Us taxpayers out there aren't making more money. We're making less money. And now, what, the hospital's raising our taxes, and that means the school board, the city, everybody's raising taxes. And it's us taxpayers trying to give y'all raises. If everybody would do what Sheriff Ingram has done in their departments, if everybody would cut, if y'all would ask them to cut their expenses, if y'all would look where you can cut, I don't think anybody would have any problem with anybody getting a raise. But it's all on the taxpayers' back. And the taxpayers just keep sliding further and further and further down. And y'all are worried about y'all getting raises. The taxpayers aren't getting raises. We're just getting dig more and more and more. So I think raises are great. I think everybody ought to have them. I like them. But we got to make some cuts to get raises instead of raising taxes. That's the only thing I have to complain about, is making cuts and giving raises. That's a great thing. I'm all for it.
Did anybody attend the most recent city council meetings to discuss the tax rate or budget? I don't think there was a single soul that showed up. Anybody go to the hospital here? Why is we attractive?
You're just lucky.
To me, it's just interesting to me, not one person shows up at these meetings.
Is the charming smile.
We felt we could trust the city, but apparently we can't.
I don't live in the city. I don't live in the city.
I know. And that's logical excuse for those that we can see. You know, there's a lot of people that do live in the city.
Well, I dealt with the hospital. I don't think that boy would listen to anybody saying anything.
I was on the hospital.
Expenses. Everybody's done a little bit. Sheriff done it for 2 or 3 straight years.
thought about it, but it wasn't discussed. It hasn't been discussed. How can we reduce spending? It's just, how are we going to get higher rate of taxes? I really am discouraged, and I don't think it's going to change with this commissioner's court, and I'm probably wasting my breath doing it, because we can buy votes by giving raises. Election time, we got to buy votes. That's what we do in Washington, and I'm really against it. And I think people need to look at reality in the face. And we got to sit down and say, we lose money revenue at home, we cut expenses. We lose revenue around here, we raise it on the taxpayer. The poor taxpayer also, pay rates haven't increased in 3 years for anybody already in this town, this economy. I just think that we have a responsibility to make difficult decisions, and I don't think we're making things by raising taxes. I really think it's wrong to treat people like that, our taxpayers. Thank you.
I think we've bought the votes in the last few years, haven't we? All right, anyone else? We will transition into our, you want to talk again?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to come up here. I can't hear you back there.
Yeah, this is not the thing about the gentleman. What I want to know from the commissioner, from your part-time employee, to I don't know, your full-time, and the salary between the part-time and full-time.
Are you talking about the commissioners or their employees?
Commissioner and employees.
And employees? We've had one Freedom of Information request asking for that, not just for those departments, but for all departments. You can certainly make a request, and you can actually see all that information in writing, and it shouldn't take much time at all. And provide, without providing you with a name, you can see the payroll amounts of commissioners as well as those employees.
Okay. And so, part-time, how long would it take for you to turn into full-time, stuff like that? That's what I'm asking about.
Well, I don't know about hiring policies related to part-time. So, yeah, if you'll come by and make a request, I'll talk with you about making a request, and we'll get the information that you want from the auditor.